America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here with your Faith and Freedom Network. And Colleen, it's good being here. It's good having you here today.
Glad to have you along as well. Yes, you are listening to WPMH and the Faith and Freedom Network. We love to have you as part of the program. So continue to join us. I'll give out the phone number if people want to participate. It's 488-5299, 488-5299. And I'm sure Steve will get into more what he has on the agenda today and different topics of concern.
Well, yeah, we're going to be talking about the Great American Rebellion that's happening and going to keep happening as long as I'm here. That's what we're going to be talking about today, the Great American Rebellion. I got a sign out front of my office that says, "We will not comply. No mandates." This COVID-19 power grab, is the opportunity for a bold new era of national defiance. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, Colleen. And so for those hot-blooded Americans that still have a little bit of founding father blood running through their veins, that's what we're going to be talking about today, that it's time to stand up and recognize that God's given us much, and for those who have been given much, there's a lot required. And so that we come from a long line of rebels. That's who we are. That's who we are, Colleen. The nut doesn't fall from the tree. And so that so that's who we need to be. That's who we are. That's what our DNA, how our DNA runs. And so we need to start acting like Americans, not like these fearful folks that are being pushed around by these global elites and these pansy communists. And so that's kind of what we need to talk about today. So this is the Faith and Freedom Network, and we will be talking about the Great American Rebellion today. And that you can call in again. Colleen told us the number. It's 488-5299. We'd love to have you call in and share your thoughts. Maybe this will ignite something new in you today, and that'd be great if it did. And if it's already ignited, then we'd like to hear about it. And you can also contact me directly at our sponsor's website. That's the Alliance Legal Group. That's the Alliance Legal Group at www.debtfreeva.com. The reason it's called debtfreeva.com is because we file a lot of bankruptcies. We in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, the government has sought to destroy America and businesses, and of course employees and businesses. Of course, they also have given tons and tons of money away, so that that lots of people didn't need to file bankruptcy, but they're slowing down that free flow of money, I think, and they're allowing foreclosures to happen again. And so people are starting to feel the pain a little bit. And so if that's you and you've got some debts, or you just want to clean up your credit, that bankruptcy is a great way, surprisingly. We've talked about it over and over again on this program, to clean up credit, because if you got derogatory statements on your credit reports, they can stay up there 7 years, but a bankruptcy will get rid of them completely. It's called the automatic stay, and the provisions of that will actually wipe out completely the reference to those derogatory statements. And then there's ways to clean up your bankruptcy filing issues after the bankruptcy has done its discharge. And so we'll talk to you about that and give you some good leads on how to get that taken care of. Lots of people have 700, 720 plus scores, 12 to 18 months after filing, versus the 400 and 500 last times they come in here with. So if that's you, again, contact us, www.debtfreeva.com, free consultation. We have a chat box assistance that will put you on a convenient phone conference or a Zoom conference. Most people don't like Zoom, though, Colleen.
Why don't they like Zoom?
They don't like to be seen in their, you know, their homeware.
Well, technically, you can not show the camera on those kind of things, but I get what you're saying. They'd rather just be, you know, through the phone. You can shut down the camera.
On both sides, you could.
But you could.
You know, that for the most part, the initial consultation, we can pre-qualify you for a bankruptcy in about 10 minutes, get a general idea, send you some forms, fill out the paperwork, and give you a general idea of how it's going to work. No obligation, no risk, just get information to help you get a new start. And you know what's really, really cool this week, Colleen? Two people have made decisions professing Christ as their Savior. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with those folks, whether they follow through and whether or not the seed took root, but that we had good conversations and those folks made decisions to turn from their sin and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So if you want to talk about Jesus, that man, that's my favorite subject.
That's awesome.
In the whole world. Yeah. So you can just schedule the consultation, a consultation for a bankruptcy, and then, you know, we'll just turn it to a church. And so that
some people need to hear it, though, that's for sure. So in the midst of whatever situation they're going through, I'm glad that you are, like you said at the top of the show, willing to stand up and make a stand for it and be a little, you know, out there in your face a little bit.
Well, you know, a lot of folks do have financial debts, but there's one debt you can't and we can't and nobody can except for Jesus clean up, and that's that sin debt. And so listen. Starting way back in Deuteronomy, where they had the year of Jubilee and the 7-year of release, God didn't need a bankruptcy lawyer back then. You didn't need a bankruptcy judge. By deistic fiat, God said every 7 years you're going to wipe the slate clean. So following that American or that that Christian Judeo principle, America has adopted bankruptcy. So it's definitely, you know, sometimes I really get ticked off. I mean it. When I hear all these credit counseling folks that you hear on Christian radio saying about, you know, just talks about the law, about how you pay all your debts off. They don't say nothing about Deuteronomy and forgiveness of debt and the principle of grace. And so there's definitely two sides to that story. So we'd like to share with you the side about getting rid of the debt, getting a fresh start, and getting about the business of serving the Lord with a clean slate. One way or both ways, either way you want to talk about, we'll do it. So with all that said, as a preemptory sort of beginning, let me ask you this. Are we still on Facebook? Have they banned us? Are we in Facebook jail still?
I record the program and share that up to y'all's site so we can figure that out so that people can catch the videos. Yeah. I haven't been sharing them.
I'm going to go to Rumble.
And then we can figure out how to get those loaded up.
Because I don't like Facebook. Facebook, if you're listening, I don't like you. Not at all.
Well, now you will be banned off of
Zuckerberg,
Facebook.
Zuckerberg, I'm right here. Right here. Come and get me. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Mark.
So people can still listen, and we have the videos. I do record them so that they can be used either on your site or through other means as well. Maybe load to different, like you said, other platforms.
Other platforms that have less cancel culture, less communistic, less globalistic. You know, I don't need the metaverse. You know, the metaverse is not for me. I like in-person real stuff. And I mean, have you seen that metaverse, that commercial for metaverse?
I have, yes.
I mean, Mark Zuckerberg looks like the avatar. I mean, it looks just like the avatar. I mean, the reason he's for the metaverse is because he looks just like the avatar. I think he already is an avatar. I do. I think so.
That's another little side rabbit trail today.
Well, I'm just saying. All right, so let's talk about the Great American Rebellion. Remember, www.debtfreeva.com, trying to pay the bills over here, trying to stay in touch with you by having a program that talks about truth. And so let's talk about truth. Throughout 2020, American doctors, nurses, paramedics, and other professionals, you know, remember that? They were like heroes. You remember that? The first responders, you know, all this kind of stuff. Courageous frontline soldiers, healers, you know, selflessly battling a fearsome new, what they called pandemic. You know, COVID-19. I remember all this people saying it's a COVID-19 pandemic. And listen, the title of this, just so I don't get accused of plagiarism, the title of this and most of the substance of this conversation we're going to have today comes directly from WND. If you don't ever go to WND, that's WorldNet Daily, go to WND.com. They have been deplatformed in every which way you can possibly imagine, but they're a great, they're actually a Christian program. They you know, they got Seventh-day Adventist sort of stuff going on there. But they're very, very, you know, I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist, and, you know, I've got my own thoughts about, you know, that denomination. But these folks love the Lord. I really believe they love the Lord, and that they really have a good content. And, of course, if you have good content in today's cancel culture, you know, you're going to get canceled. And so WND has this magazine called Whistleblower. And the Whistleblower has some great articles. One of the ones that they're for October, I think it was the Great American Rebellion. So if you miss this program or you don't have time, go get the Great American Rebellion from WND, and you'll get most of what we talked about, at least the outline of what we talked about. And so, you know, the first thing they do in their intro is they talk about all these professionals that were heroes. And now, 2021, these same frontline heroes are now branded as what? Rebels? As conspiracy theorists? Extremists? Potentially terrorists? You've heard that, haven't you? That's what our Garland Merrick, whatever his name is, thinks that he should send, you know, the FBI to, you know, places like our school boards, because the parents are worried about the CRT, the mask, and the vaccines, and that they're branded as domestic terrorists, you know. And so, but that's happening to the frontline workers as well. And, you know, that these folks, these frontline heroes, and if you're one of those, praise God for you, nurses and doctors and, you know, just all you folks that served during this last year, now that rather than giving them a raise, they want to terminate them. Because they don't want to take the jab. They don't want to take the DNA, mRNA jab. You know, this bioweapon. That's what we should call it, is a bioweapon. That's what it is. It's a bioweapon. It's not, listen, it's not treatment. It's not even a treatment. It's a bioweapon. And so that that they've turned these folks' lives upside down with this experimental mRNA, you know, treatment, bioweapon, and they can't even work in the field of their expertise. A lot of these folks have to quit, and they just can't get hired unless they take the jab, and they're not going to do it for either the religious reasons or just common sense. I mean, you don't have to have a religious reason not to want to take it. You just have to be halfway thinking normally. You don't want to die. You know, you don't want to have this ADE, this antibody-dependent whatever. The cytostorms, you know, whatever that is, you don't want to die. You know, you'd rather not have myocarditis. You'd rather not have neurological damage. You'd rather not be infertile. You'd rather not your kids be infertile. You know, a lot of good reasons not to take the jab. Of course, you know, we're right now at the 6-month period of time where they're saying people are going to get sick. You know, this ADE sort of craziness that, you know, where all the skunks and all the, you know, animals die in the test situations. You know, a lot of these folks are now suffering, that they're having to sell their homes, they're relocate their families, you know, move all over the world. You know, the people in Chicago, the police have to quit their jobs, not quit, they're getting fired. Of course, you know, DeSantis has given them employment in Florida. I got somebody on the line. Tony's on the line. Oh, listen, let's get Tony on the line. Let's get his perspective. He's from that purple state, you know, where Ducey, the governor, you know, he's quote unquote a red state governor, but, you know, he's got some issues. Trust me, he really has some issues. Tony, are you on the line? Tony, I'm hot today. My blood's boiling. Are you there?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I said, I'm good. How are you doing today?
So just looking and listening, you're covering a lot of good topics. One of the things that you want to make sure that you do re-stress as much as possible is the people that we're now hearing that are crazy conspiracy theologists, all these doctors, were the go-to people during the beginning of COVID, prior to COVID, Nobel Peace Prize-winning doctors, and now just because someone's got a microphone and a news media slot, they're the experts and the doctors don't know anything.
Well, you know, Tony, just because that we try to get the information out first, you know, we, you know, months and months ago, and we weren't the first, but that we were talking about the Great Reset, that people need, that's a word that people, you didn't even hear about the Great Reset till we heard, we talked about it. Did you, Colleen?
No, I hadn't.
You hadn't heard about it, but you heard about it now, right? And it's not just for me, right? It's all over the place. Well, get ready for a new word. This is a new word, okay? It's from the same folks, the WEF, Klaus Schwab, and the globalists that want to destroy your life. Get used to a new world. It's called the, what is it, the Great Narrative. Is that what it's called? The Great Narrative? Yeah, the Great Narrative. What the narrative is, and they say this on their website. We need to, you know, a lot of people are going to start wondering why things don't feel so good. Well, just tell them that it's good. Just tell them that this is really for their best interest. You know, you see Psaki, right? You know, we got like $3.85 gas. And she goes, no, oh, this is really good. This is really good. This is going to help us wean ourselves off of fossil fuels. Thanks, Jen. You know, you redhead. You know, I don't know. Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
I hate saying it, but you know, you gotta take a. I mean, this is crazy.
We have to get serious now. We're at the place where we're at a crossroads. They've run through all their agenda. If you go back to the paper we were talking about last year when we first started on this radio show, you were sharing the thing about the Communist Party agenda manifesto they read to Congress in 1947. Well, they've run through all the stages now. Now they're on the last stage. And if we don't push back now, they're going to take over completely. We'll be set back. We'll be set back into a place where we don't want to be. We won't even be able to live freely at all. Not that we're living very free now, but they're going to literally change the definition of the Constitution. I mean, they just changed the definition of vaccine, of a vaccine.
That's a great narrative. Yeah, they're going to change everything. That's right.
It's so overwhelming. If they can change the definition of
a vaccine, what was the vaccine? What is it now, Tony?
Before, it used to be a introduction of a enzyme or a dead virus into your body that causes your body to produce a antiviral response, a antibody response.
That means you wouldn't get, and also that you would have a resistance to the, you wouldn't get infected, right? I mean, that was kind of the purpose of the whole thing.
Yes. Now the definition is introduction of a foreign product or body into your body that causes your body to produce a spike protein that would never ever produce before on its own, even in response to a virus. Along with that, it produces a lower than normal T cell response. Your T cells drop. The warriors in your body, the thing that your body uses to defend itself, drop dramatically. So much so that the Red Cross and other places were saying, when you get vaccinated, you can't give blood for 2 weeks or 30 days because your blood is not any good to us. So yeah, if that's the case, you know.
Let me put on the lower shelf for the folks on. So our friend Fauci says, he's admitted very recently, it does not stop. You know, he says, it does not, you know, remember they said, take the vaccine so we can all get back to normal. But then they say, Fauci says the other day, oh no, it doesn't prevent transmission. Well, what the, why did we take it? If it doesn't prevent transmission, why do we take it? Oh, you know, it prevents you from dying. We weren't dying anyhow. You know, it was 1%. They were all the people with comorbidities in the nursing home. Mm-hmm. I mean, why are we taking this thing? And it's 2% effective. Pfizer, after 6 months, is 2% effective, they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's something else.
Give me another booster.
Give me another booster.
I cut you off, Tony. You still there?
Look, I said they actually changed their test. The test was supposed to run 3 years on the blind study. They actually cut the test down to 6 months, culminated the data, took the data to the powers that be to get approval, and the tests only show that in 22,000 people taking the vaccine, one didn't get COVID, and 22,000 people on the blind study, two got COVID. So because of that, they said their vaccine was 100% effective. That's on their site. That's not my numbers. That's on their own site.
Well, you know what's crazy?
Pfizer's data.
They've never had an approved FDA, from my knowledge, my understanding, an FDA vaccine without animal testing. We are the animals.
Yeah.
We're the animals that are being tested to see if, and of course, the long-term test, we're going to find out what those animals do. Let me jump to the next. So we're talking about this Great American Rebellion, what we should do, because it's not just the healthcare workers that are coming up. The same fate's going to be imposed upon other people, including us, American policemen, it's firemen. It's already happening. Border Patrol, defenders of civilized society, airline pilots, aircraft mechanics, truck drivers. All the distribution systems, federal government employees, multitudes of teachers and college students, all employees of private employee and companies. I mean, up to 100 people or less, they're trying to impose this thing. All ordered by Joe Biden to get vaccinated or else. And then there's, your entire armed forces. We're an armed force, so is Phoenix for that. I mean, you got Luke Air Force Base out there. And these folks, I mean, they're the healthiest of all. I mean, they're these young men and women, with age and fitness level that makes, getting sick extremely rare. In fact, one of the facts here is that as of October 8th, only 62 people out of 1.4 million members of America's military, that's 0.004% have died of COVID. This is not a serious thing for the military, yet they're going to shut down the entire military preparedness of America in the midst of China flexing its muscles and getting ready to take over Taiwan and other places because of their political agenda.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And now what they're doing is they're playing chicken, with America. They're going to shut down America. They're going to shut down, trust me, Biden's already said there's going to be a dark winter. And whether that's going to be because there's going to be a lot of deaths from this COVID, this storm that's going to happen, the 80, the people that are 70% vaccinated going to, fall down dead on us. If you've got vaccinated, there's ways to clean up the vaccination out of your body. We'd be happy to share that with you. You can go online. There's protocols to do that. Or whether it's just going to be they're going to shut down America. They're going to shut down the economy. I was kind of concerned this morning, Tony, that crypto kind of went down this morning. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's trending behind the stock market pretty much. So
is the stock market going down today?
It's going back up and down. I think it'll go back up by the end of the week. It's always going back up higher than it was, so I'm pretty confident it'll go back because it's not regulated by anything really. It's decentralized. But the one thing that people want to realize and don't take mine and Steve's word for this. Go look online. You'll see 70 people worldwide right now that are healthy athletes a month ago, got the jab, and suddenly they're running in their game, they're playing soccer, they're running marathons, and they just drop. No prior history, they just drop. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. It's what they're not telling us you have to be aware of.
So we told you the bad news. I mean, this thing's crippling everything from law enforcement to airlines to supply chains to hospitals. Shutdowns are happening, getting ready for more to happen. But let me tell you the good news is that tens of millions of Americans realize all of this is a bunch of bahooky, and it's also not just bahooky. It's a communist coup d'etat that started back, before the election, but certainly happened at the election. And are fighting back bravely and boldly. Many are not waiting to be fired and are resigning to protest. They're filing their exemptions and they're just quitting and they're going different directions. Nurses, pilots, police. There's demonstrations happening. The mainstream media won't show you this, but they're saying stuff like, my body, my choice. Yesterday's heroes, today's unemployed. No forced vaccines. Stuff like that. People are saying, I'm not going to stand for this. That we're Americans. There's going to be a showdown between freedom-loving Americans and the power-mad elites, the globalists, that are trying to tyrannically an authoritarian agenda being imposed upon American. And so that's what's happened. That's what's called the Great American Rebellion. We will not comply to this power grab, and that we need to start letting people know that's what we're going to do. We're not going to work for you. We're not going to go into your establishment, and we'll sue you. All those sort of things we have to start doing, because it's not just the government; it's their cronies that are following the government lead as well.
This is Madigan.
Yes. Is somebody on the line?
That's me. Go ahead.
Oh, that was Cheryl, probably. That's your lovely wife,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. She's in the background.
about 3 or 4 minutes, Tony. Bring this plane home.
The biggest thing is, this is the first time, guys, worldwide, nationwide, we're being called to something bigger than ourselves. This is a new, do not comply is going to be the new catchphrase. Their new is the narrative. Ours is do not comply. We will not be forced into something we don't choose to do. And if you want to take the vaccine, more power to you. If you don't want to take the vaccine, more power to you. It's your choice, your right. Be informed, but don't comply. Don't just blindly walk into the craziness. Get your information. Demand the right to informed information. Once you get the information, the answers are pretty clear. You can't hide from them. So don't comply. Reach out to Steve's law firm. Talk to people. Share this. We need to get groups together that actually make a difference.
Colin, I'm going to let you say one word, then I'm going to wrap it up. What's your thoughts?
No, again, it's like we have to stay informed, like what Tony said, too. We just have to continue to do the research and find out.
Don't take the jab. You know, you don't have to take the jab. You can have some backbone. Has some backbone, just say no. You know, God will take care of you. You know, God will honor that. You know, and just as Biden has characterized those, those people that were protesting the coup d'etat in January 6th as violent extremists, you know, the bottom line is that we need to recognize that this is the first time an American government has ever turned on its own people and essentially branded them as public enemy number one. And so we need to just say no to the takeover. And like Tony said, we will not comply. This power grab is something that we need to resist. And that, like I said, that we need to start recognizing this is our last chance to save the Republic, and that God will help us. And so, you know, folks, I just encourage you to get a hold of me. Get a hold of sources that will help you recognize that we don't need to give in, we don't need to give up, but we need to stand firm in Jesus and recognize that He'll help us through this. But we've got to take a stand. This tyranny is something. You know, we're just closing. The thought in my mind is, people say, you know, I don't know if I want to, you know, use this mountain to take my stand. Well, there was this person that 2021 years ago, plus about 33 years, took a stand on a mountain for us. And so we need to start taking a stand for what He's given us. So we've got to go. Colleen's giving me the 15-second mark. God bless you, each and every one of you. If you want to contact us, www.debtfreeva.com. Call us, talk to me. Take care. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Tuesday.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.